And now, from Star Worldwide Networks, it's time for Don Cromwell Live, an insightful, entertaining look into all aspects of the music industry. You'll never hear music the same way again. Now here's your host, producer, songwriter, musician, and former Air Supply and Eddie Money bassist, Don Cromwell.
Hey, 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 we are live.
Yeah, we are live. Oh, man. Oh, God, what is it with these wild beginnings? Welcome, everybody. Larry's trying to go Facebook Live on me, getting in the way of my headphones,
sorry,
my air conditioner I had to shut off. Oh, Lord, I love excitement. Again, welcome, everybody, to Don Cromwell Live. If you have a little space in there, oh, well, space is good. Welcome. It is the end of March, March 31st, 2021, Easter week. Got to catch my breath. I literally got up and yanked my headphones out of this headphone amp, and Larry was right in front of the headphone amp. So, anyway, but Larry Bagby sitting over there, shotgun. Oh,
here we are. See, Donnie, we're on Facebook Live.
This is
a new thing this way. You can listen to this, however, I did post it in the description. Star Worldwide Networks with an S.com. And then you go to that and hit listen live, and you'll hear it like we're hearing it here. So this is what you're hearing on Facebook is going to be more dry, more raw, more real. So, and you'll probably not hear the songs that we play.
Well, that's no good.
I know, right?
They get to sit here
we'll
and watch
it,
us sit
we'll
in silence.
Fix it in post.
Well, I guess. Hey, well, anyway, listen, I had a fun day yesterday, man. Went up to Central Coast with my brother-in-law, my good friend Pat. And our mutual friend Paul played a round of golf, went to one of my favorite restaurants, everybody. Yes, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law own
the
it.
The Italian place.
Oh, Trattoria Uliveto. And as I say to Jim and Mary and their partner in the deal, Alfonso, the greatest chef around, I love them dearly, but I go to that restaurant because I love the food. They don't cheat you on drinks, that's for darn sure, and it's just a great vibe. They're starting to come back to a little bit of normalcy, 25% capacity they're allowed, and their patio seating allows even more.
What did you get? What do you eat?
I had
there?
The sea bass, and you know that
that's great because when you go to a restaurant, you got to get something that you're not going to probably make on your own.
It definitely won't be making. Well, although I cooked up some Maine salmon a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so maybe you will be cooking some sea bass.
Scottish salmon from Gelson's here. I had some guests coming over, and you know, again, I'm learning to cook as I go along. Believe me, Larry.
I still have yet to learn how. Maybe you could teach me a few things.
My friend Pat Chapman, if you're listening, I love you, buddy. Gourmet cook, chef. Just fantastic. He's shown me how to make a few dishes, bought me this great stick-free pan that I use every day. But before I talk about the sea bass,
I've tried, you did cook a great piece of chicken. What was that called?
Guess what, mushroom chicken. Guess what we're having tonight?
Oh,
same thing.
Repeat. Okay, I liked it enough for that.
I have a very limited menu, shall we say. Don't worry, it's not the same batch of chicken.
like warm-ups from 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Well, it'll taste good, though.
I know.
But these guests were coming over, and I thought, oh, I'll serve them up some salmon. And I go to Gelson's. He goes, well, we have three types of salmon. I go, what's your favorite? He said, oh, the Scottish salmon, for sure. $19 a pound.
Well, I said, that's the most expensive one.
I didn't know. And he goes, I can take the skin off and take the bones out. I said, please do all that. But I'm telling you, he gave me a few little hints on the barbecue. That was phenomenal. But sea bass, years ago, and I'm going way back now, Larry, when I was playing nightclubs back in the 70s, my good boy Maitland on guitar and all my buddies in the band Soup, there was a club up in Ventura called the Scotch and Sirloin. It's not there anymore, that's for sure. But we'd go to set up our gear on Fridays, and the owner would let us go to the buffet before the place opened. And he said, you guys, and man, I had some sea bass there one time, and it was so bad that I stayed away from sea bass just until recently, and somebody said, oh, sea bass is really good.
Yeah, I like it a lot when it's done right.
Yeah. See, everybody, stay on that mic.
I'm going for the raw. I'm going raw, Donnie.
Oh,
who needs a mic when you got just raw fresh raw sound, right?
Fresh raw, yeah, like oysters. anyway, everybody, yes, it's new. People have been telling me for a long time to do Facebook Live and to do all this stuff, but since COVID, you're one of the few person guests to come into the studio. Everybody calls in. I don't want people just looking at me sitting here talking to people, especially when they can't hear the music. And that's unfortunate because this show's about music, and I'm going to play some songs. We're going to play some recordings. Larry's going to sing a couple songs live. And but my point is about the cooking and all that stuff. Trattoria Uliveto up in Santa Maria, aka Orchid, which is the old town Orchid. Phenomenal restaurant. And again, I love Jim and Mary and Alfonso, but I go there because of the darn food. It's fantastic. That's my tip of the day. Love Trattoria Uliveto. Tell them DC, Don and Caramel sent you. So, Larry, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, Donnie, you know what? I feel pretty good. I'm not going to lie. I'm getting through it. You know, it's been a really rough year and a half, really.
Yeah.
As you know, we lost my dad in October from COVID. Complications. He had some other underlying issues which didn't help his immune system once he got that. So anyway, that's been tough, and I know you know we lost Cindy, and it's crazy to me like how different life can be overnight.
You know?
It's like everything can change.
Yeah.
That quick.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, I'm going to take for granted that most people listening or watching you for sure on Facebook Live are fans of Larry Bagby, as they should be, but you were very, very close to your father. I knew your father well. You're LB3, Larry Bagby 3. He was LB2. And just a wonderful man, as I've told you, who cared about nothing more than his family.
Yeah. He was, you know, I've said recently that I kind of wish he wasn't such a great dad or a great man, because then I wouldn't miss him so much. But it's worth it, you know. And if you don't love somebody, and I mean, I wouldn't change anything about it to have him for all those years.
Yeah,
he lived a great life. He was a wonderful man. You know, my mom and him were married for over 50 years. Last year we did the 50th year anniversary. So, you know, I feel for my mom a lot. Mom, I love you. I know this is the hardest thing you'll ever go through. And we all love you, and we're here to support you. And, you know, great memories. And I'll be honest with you, it doesn't feel like he's gone. I don't know if I'm just in shock about it still, or if he's just here and it feels like I still feel him in my life. So that makes it nice to know that it's not over. I know I'll see him again, which is
right. And your dad and my dad, both Air Force guys. Your dad was born on July 2nd. Mm-hmm. My dad passed away on July 2nd.
Right.
And that's why you singing the song Take Time really hit home. And I know, let's face it, your dad was the original musician of your family.
Yep.
And you guys really close to the end, he was playing accordion with you. And so you had some really nice moments at the end. I know that.
Yeah.
Prior to the end.
It was a good full circle stuff. Like, we even got the whole family, the entire extended family with Dustin and his kids and Mary and her mom and Christy and all of her kids and all of us got together for a few days around 4th of July last year. And it was great. It was awesome. We all get to be together. We have this great picture that we have hanging in our living room now, and my dad just is in heaven in this picture. You can tell he's just wearing a white shirt and just glowing. This is my family.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and he got to experience a great grandchild. My oldest niece, Haley, had a baby, and so great grandpa. I became a great uncle all of a sudden by default.
Right. Well,
I was a good uncle, but now I'm a great uncle.
Just stick around long enough, and stuff like that happens. but before we move off of your dad, I know how close you were. I spent a lot of time with your dad, how much he loved you and all of the kids and the grandkids. A true patriarch in every sense of the word. And I remember you and I having dinner over here, not far from here, and your dad had caught COVID. And man, you know, I mean, it's a lot of people have really gone down from that. And as I said last show, it's starting to normalize a little bit. We were in the restaurant last night, and, you know, just to see the way people are spaced out, and not the people themselves, the table.
That's the other club down the street. There's other people
that's the marijuana
spaced
club.
Out and spaced out.
That's the cannabis club. I think I would include myself in that club last night.
There's a song title.
What's that?
Spaced out and spaced out.
Right, there it is. Yes. All right. But, well, listen, because, wow, look, the time goes fast. It's great to have you here. And by the way, the people on Facebook Live that may be watching, if you're wondering why we're on headphones and why we can't do it and you won't hear music, which is a shame, because as we're going live across the World Wide Web right now, and that's all thanks to, let's see, Lisa's on the phone. Okay, we'll check her out after I play this next song. Thank you, Robin, my great producer, Rockin' Robin Cote. Flirting a little bit with you two back and forth.
I like her. I read her
she's
book.
She's a great girl.
And it was very helpful.
Soul Stirrings. Yeah. I talk about it.
My mom read it, too. She loved it.
It's an amazing book. Soul Stirrings.
And Robin's amazing. I'm friends with her on Facebook, too. And I love her posts. It's always so positive. And she's got a gift.
Yeah, but what I was saying is the where was I going with it? I had it until then.
Yeah, I got distracted.
Oh, I know. Before I play the first song, which you've kind of gave a great intro into, the reason we're on headphones and you can't hear the music is while we're going live across the web, we're recording. I record all my shows on Pro Tools at the same time, so it's utilizing my computer. And if we were on speakers, everything would be feeding back. And that would be no fun for sure. And Robin,
so if you want to hear the music, you got to go to the podcast, which you can listen to live right now, again, through Star World.
Oh, good. Did you put that up there?
Star
man, you're getting
World
pretty good
Wide.
At that stuff.
Hey, man. I got to keep up with the times, Donnie.
I know.
You know,
I'm still a Facebook guy. It's the easiest, but I know the younger generation, a lot of them, you know, it's Instagram and TikTok, and you know, one of these days I'll move up. But again, I do the show for a reason. It's about keeping the music alive, trying to put some goodwill into the world, and just give people a little break from maybe the issues they might be having. Not that I'm different than anybody else, but I'm a feel guy. I go by feel. Speaking of feel, this Easter coming up, it's going to be tough for me. That was one of our, Cindy and mine, favorite holidays, that and Christmas. We were usually up at our cabin doing what we do, which was hanging out, going to the flea market, going down to the lake. I had a little rough go at Mass on Palm Sunday, where just, you know, you hear you hear a minor chord, just
some
triggers that, and I, you know, I kind of lost it. But I had played this song about a month ago in its raw form, and it was just me and an acoustic, and I kind of put it out there. And as you know, Larry, because I bring you in a lot to sing songs, and my songs, your songs, but this one, I got so much good response on it, and I don't want to overstate the case either, because I'm not a typical lead singer, but this song was the first song that I wrote for Cindy after her passing, and everybody that I know, especially my music friends, said, man, you sing it. And I did, but I had to do it right. I had to start over. I raised the key a little bit, and I just... Oh, thanks, David Barron. Great to have you here.
Dave.
Everything's coming on text. I appreciate it. See, it's working, Larry.
Hey.
David Barron did a great video for us on Where Do I Belong? David, great filmmaker, videographer.
Let's make another one, please.
Yeah, and he's saying sorry to hear about your dad. Way to communicate. This is working, man. But without further ado, this is the final version of Without You Here.
The morning coffee walks will never be the same. You won't be by my side calling out my name. And I'll do my best to not break down in tears I guess that's how life's gonna be without you here. Without you here, this house is not a home without you here. I feel so damn alone, and I'll never get used to the fact that you're not coming back. I can't stop these tears without you here. Without you here. The way we met, yeah, fate should play a hand. You were flying the skies, I was playing in a rock and roll band. Through all our years together, I was one lucky man. Just how lucky, now I understand. 'Cause without you here, this house is not a home. Without you here, I feel so damn alone, and I'll never get used to the fact that you're not coming back. Can't stop these tears without you here. We had the talks, Lord knows we had the cries. We had the chance to say I love you and the time to say goodbye. But this hole in my heart is much too big to fill. I could never replace you, and no one ever will. Ever will. Without you here, this house is not a home. Without you here, I feel so damn alone, and I'll never get you. To the fact that you're not coming back, I can't stop these tears without you here. Oh, without you here,
without you here. Man, Larry was trying to, he put the headphones over the phone. I don't know how that worked, but
I don't know. Could you guys hear that? I'm assuming you could hear at least part of it. I turned it off for a minute, but we're back live. So
yeah.
Anyway, I love that song, man.
Well, thank
when
you.
When I first heard it, which was on one of your podcasts here, yeah. Man, and I love your voice. Oh. I know you always say you're not a singer, but
yeah,
you can feel it, man, and
yeah.
The way you sing and speak, and it executes well.
Well, thank you, and again, and
I love that song.
Well, thank you,
and I'm gonna sing it.
Yeah,
if you allow me.
Yeah, sure. All right, you get back in order there. Back on your heads now.
Back in order.
And again, for those who couldn't hear it or didn't hear it the way you wanted to. We can figure it out. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready. I want to do a video for it, and I'm going through all these old photos and they go, we got a lot of photos, man. Cindy and I led a very full life together, a lot of travel. Yeah, that's one of my favorite pictures, the people who saw that. That's from, I believe that's from Bali, Indonesia, years ago. But Cindy was a gorgeous, gorgeous lady inside and out. We know that. She loved you, Larry. Can't you hear her when you open the door? Bagu! That little sweet
voice.
She
always wore it, and she'd wear it because, you know, I do a little country music. She'd always put on like a plaid shirt and a cowboy hat for me. Anyway.
Hey, she knew the role, baby, right?
Yeah.
But you know, the loss is tremendous. Your dad, Cindy, not that long afterwards. And for all of those out there who've suffered loss, I've said this before, we're with you. It happens. It's part of life. Life goes on. And your dad would be proud of you and your continued efforts, your whole family. And your mom, if she can hear us, and is she listening or watching?
I bet she is. Mom's probably, I mean, I hope she's listening now. I usually have to be there when and help her get on. It's pretty easy if you go to the Star Worldwide Networks with an S.com, and then there's a listen live button, and that's going on right now.
Right.
You can also, I'm gonna brag on you a little bit here. I love the show, even when I'm not on it. it's such a great show. And how long have you been doing? Eight plus years.
I started 9/11/2012. Eddie Money was my first guest.
Anyway, that's a good point that Eddie Money was his first guest. So you can only imagine all the great guests Don has had. I'm like probably the least famous of all the musicians you've had on. But just listen back. You can go to the podcast and download all of the shows in the past. Anybody you'd like to learn about or hear about, from Chicago Players to the Doobie Brothers.
That's right.
To
Alan Parsons.
Alan Parsons.
Oh, man, that's
who else were some of your
Ray Parker Jr.
Denny Croy.
Who?
Denny Croy, is that his name?
Denny Lane.
Moody Blues.
Moody Blues and Wings. I've said it many times on this show, my favorite concert of all time. Wings Over America, 1976, Cow Palace in San Francisco. Mind-blowing. And Denny was the guitar player, and he would play bass when Paul would sing. When Paul would play guitar or piano, Denny played bass. What a wonderful man he is. He's been on twice, and I've told this story. Denny Lane comes on, and I'd never met him. In about 6:02, he wasn't here. And so I walked.
That sounds familiar.
But Denny Lane, I'm going, damn, where is he?
Yeah.
And I walk outside, and there's this little English guy going, where's the studio? And I go, Denny? He goes, yeah. He was looking for like a separate building, you know, a studio like building.
Residential area.
I said, no, I'm coming. And he was amazing, Denny. Again, how did he end up in Wings? Because the Moody Blues opened up for the Beatles. And he said McCartney used to stand on the side of the stage to watch him and hear him sing Go Now.
Wow.
And that's...
it doesn't get close. Like, no. And then Alan Parsons running all of the sound for Abbey Road, the rooftop studios, which this year there's that new documentary coming out, the Let It Be, Peter Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
I can't wait. I don't know if you've seen the montage on Netflix.
I have.
It looks so good. It's going to be great.
Stay on that mic there, brother.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on, you're a singer.
I don't care. I'm a Facebook guy now, Donnie. Who needs a microphone when you got Facebook?
You're right. See, that's how far behind I am. But one thing, too, and you know, you complimented me, and I appreciate it, and you complimented Robin, and I appreciate that. But don't forget, your accolades. You were in one of my favorite movies of all time, way before I knew you. Walk the Line, man. Mm. Larry Bagby right here was in Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon, who won the Academy Award, correct?
She won one for acting. He should have, but he won later for The Joker this past year.
Yeah.
But the film won, Golden Globes and also other Oscars for, I think, wardrobe, screenplay. I don't know if best
director.
Just
a great movie.
It turned out great. And who knew? You know, you never know what you're making when you're in it.
But
it felt good, but... You never know what it's going to turn out like.
Right. And you had some great scenes in there. Listen, I've probably seen The Godfather more than any movie, followed by Goodfellas. I don't know what it is.
What's wrong with you, Donnie? You got a little mobster? Is there something you want to talk about?
I want to be a different guy than I really am. Yeah. And, check this out.
Can you bring him up?
Let's see what this guy says. We're on the air. What do you got?
Hey, what did you do it?
What?
I know. Nothing. Your radio line's not hooked up.
What do you mean my radio line's not hooked up?
Nobody answers when you call that number. The number in Arizona.
No, we chose that. We chose not to answer. Wait, Maitland.
Yeah, you were blocked. Hey. Hey, right. Maitland, no, wait a minute, because I've got you on a phone here
right now.
But the number, you got to use the number that I gave you today.
Oh, the number you gave me today. Okay, never mind.
Call back on that number, will you, please? It's what I sent you, what I sent out today in my email blast. It's a new number. Call us back. Bye.
We love you, Maitland. We miss you. Maitland's another class act, man. What a player.
And
what a great guy and musician. Yeah. He's played with everybody.
And I meant to tell you, Maitland Ward sang backgrounds on that Without You Here for Me. And he came up with that great little lick at the top on guitar. And that's the great Marty Rifkin on pedal steel. I'm glad you brought it down to that. So Maitland's going to call him, but I think we've got Lisa on the line. I kind of forgot.
Oh.
Through all our Lisa, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. Yes, you are. There she is. I saw Lisa just the other night. You saw her, too.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we played that benefit.
Yeah, on Saturday night.
That was fun, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the band sounded good back together again.
Yeah. It's been a while for us. Donnie, when's the last time we played with Lionel and Brad?
I cannot remember.
It's a couple years ago, probably.
Yeah.
Was it maybe on Lionel's... Maybe Lionel's concert at his house?
That was it. No, not at his house.
At the Elks Club.
Yeah, the Elks Club.
It is, yeah.
I tell people my career is really skyrocketing.
Things are going well now.
I went from the Elks Club to a guy's backyard, man. man, I used to be somebody. No, I kid you not. It's so different out there right now. It's just about being real and doing what you do. And actually, it was a great cause. Whiskey
and tail. Yeah, it's
whiskers and tail.
I kept saying it wrong. It's whiskers and tails.org. Is that right,
yep,
Lisa?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, we did a benefit. I think there was an issue with the link on donating, so you may want to go back in and see if you can't. But it's a great cause for helping rescue animals, finding a home. And and we did it. All these great bands came together.
Yeah.
Whiskey
Stage
and the Rocks. Stage 11. Diego. Garcia, awesome.
Diego, man.
Travis and the Morning Star. My brother, Dustin.
Your brother, Dustin.
Dustin Bagby opened up. And who are we missing?
Rolling Stones?
Yeah, the Rolling Stones just popped by.
Yeah, but you know what? Their set wasn't
all
very
right.
good.
They were a little loud.
Keith was a little obnoxious. But no.
Yeah, he drank all the beer.
Yeah.
He drank all the whiskers.
He said, I thought this was a whiskey.
Whiskers. It's catnip, Keith. Anyway, Lisa, anything else going on? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, I know that there's a concert coming up at the Morongo Casino. It's a private concert with Go Country.
Oh, awesome. When is that?
Yeah.
She doesn't know.
Probably sometime in April or May.
It is private, so she can't really mention
that's
the date.
That's right. She'll have to kill us.
The names, Jimmy Allen and Tim Hurley will be performing.
Oh, nice. Hey, we got to get involved with them and see if we can't help promote some of their shows and ticket sales.
Who's?
To Go Country?
Yeah.
Lisa, hook us up.
Yeah, because I know after Tim Hurley is off at 10 a.m., he a special guest for the month of March will be on from 10 till 2.
Yeah.
And this month it was like Shelton.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I heard some of that.
Well, can we get some bigger names, though?
Yeah,
please?
Really. I mean, come on.
You know, Larry Bagby.
Of April, Brother Osborne will be on
I love the Brothers Osborne. Yeah, they're cool, yeah. Yeah, great, great song. All right, Lisa, we're going to roll. Anything else on the way out, baby?
Oh, I'm just checking in to make sure you guys behave yourself.
No, don't ask well, that listen, of us.
That's the problem. We behave ourselves too well right now.
Yeah, this guy likes Godfather and Goodfellas. You can only imagine what he does on his but on the weekends.
Well, you keep bringing me back to center, which I need these days. Believe me. I appreciate that. But what I was saying, those two movies I've seen more than anything else, but I've probably seen Walk the Line at least 6 times, and I never get tired of it. Of course, now that I know you, it's even better, but yeah, it's just thanks. A well-done movie, and you also did Hocus Pocus, back and that day, keeps sure. coming back into your favor, right?
Yeah, 27 years.
27 years. And there's talk about a redo?
Yeah, they're I guess they're in the mix of doing the second Hocus Pocus. Adam Shankman, I think, is maybe directing, and they've got all the witches on board. I'm still waiting for my script, Donnie. I have not gotten the call yet, but I will. Ice,
come on, man.
I think we'll be at least have a cameo in it.
See, that's one of those, right? That's one of those iconic things. Ice, you'll forever be identified with ice.
Unless I melt. Oh. You know what I mean?
And what was the other your alter? Who was the other guy?
Tobias Jay.
Jay.
Yeah, he's awesome. Tobias Jelinek. So we're still buddies, and he cracks me up. I love that guy.
Yeah. All right. So.
All right, Lisa. We're gonna say goodbye for now. We'll talk. Yeah. We'll see you at the next concert.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna.
Thanks.
Take
calling.
Care. Yeah. I know
you. Alrighty. Talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye-bye. You're a true fan of Larry's, and yeah. and I know
she
was there, and
she stayed until the end and watched all the other bands and supported.
Yeah.
She's and she's Pete a real deserves music a shout lover. Out. Yeah, Peter Fox.
Yeah.
And his beautiful wife Aki.
Aki.
They were the hosts, and Aki's the one that's she's very involved in the animal rescue. They have, I call it the Fox Farm. They've got like 6 cats and 3 dogs.
I don't know, but those damn dogs bark too much.
a pig, a chicken. Yeah, they do. It's in particular one.
They're yappers.
But that door, every time it opened, I had to run chasing some animal.
When is a door not a door?
When it's a window?
When it's a jar. All right. Hey, hello.
Hey, on that note.
Okay, talk about dating myself. Right now, I feel like dating myself. That's kind of what I got. Yeah,
you know, I picked the wrong week to stop drinking.
Me too. Hey, but I had to tell Pete. He saw me with a drink in my hand, and I said, you know, we busted into your liquor cabinet. He goes, what? I go, he was totally cool about it. But
he is so generous. They are such generous people. I mean, he's like one of those guys that can do anything. He went and bought like a t-shirt press and had and designed.
Yeah, the t-shirts were good.
Yeah, and the cause is on the front of the t-shirts, it says, what you do matters, which is totally true.
Yep.
And on the back, it's got all the band names and the date. So it's cool, man. He did a great job, and
he did.
He spent a lot of money just to promote it, so he could try to, you know, get some funds for the Whiskers Tails.
Yeah.
Don't know. Nothing. All right. Go ahead.
I keep staying away because the minute I hear Whiskers, I'm thinking whiskey.
Whiskey.
Sorry, man. Get my mind out of this.
Donnie's foundation.
It's not quite the gutter. So what? You picked up that 6 string. You want to play something?
Oh, I just have it here just because it makes me feel.
Because I was going to play something that I thought go. You know, one of and by the way, Larry, and all the people watching, Larry asked me to put all the songs we've done together here in this studio on one thumb drive, which I did, and I hadn't really got 21 songs.
Dude, we've been at it for a while. That's a double album.
21 songs. And
that you have not heard, well, unless you listen to the podcast.
That's right.
Because they've not been released officially. We did release the video for Where Do I Belong? But I'm telling you, these songs that we've done, they're some of my favorite songs that I've been a part of, and when we get the right deal and when things kind of come together,
yeah,
hopefully the world they will hear these songs.
Right. Well, and to that end, I'm playing one of the songs that I don't think I've ever played on the show before, the recording of it. I wrote the song with a very, very talented Nashville songwriter, Todd Cerny. God rest his soul. Todd passed away a few years ago. But he and his beautiful wife, Kit, They're just amazing people. I met him. He was in town, Todd, to work with Eddie Money on an album, and we were doing all the demos at our place in Sherman Oaks. And we connected, and he had some time to kill because Eddie would come over and work for an hour and a half and leave. And he said, hey, let's write something. And I had this song idea, and if I gave you the title, then it wouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah, yeah, surprise, surprise. There you go.
Because I don't think I've played it on the show before, but I love the way this sounds. And Larry's getting the phone. You're going to put the earphones around him?
You're about to hear what I'm hearing in my one of my ears anyway. Okay.
My heart still cries for you, Larry Bagby.
Baby, lately you've been on my mind, and I wonder if things turned out how they're supposed to be. How long did that highway wind on a road so far and never led you back to me? Even in the shadows of my deepest dark regrets, there's a light that keeps on shining, and a part of me won't forget. Tears to fall, stop falling from these eyes of mine, and these arms that reach to hold you couldn't hold out all this time. Oh, but darling, my heart still cries for you. Oh, darling, my heart still cries for you. Hoping that this love could last, but the time had come to just move on to another dream. Trying to shape these memories, and you know they're almost gone, 'cause there's someone else who needs me now, so these embers can keep burning on. Tears to fall, stop falling from these eyes of mine, and these arms that reach to hold you couldn't hold out all this time. Oh, but darling, my heart still cries for you. Oh, darling, my heart still cries for you. Hands of time, the only way to make you mine. Never will forget you, there's no doubt. Why'd we ever let the fire go wild. Stop falling from these eyes of mine, and these arms that reach to hold you couldn't hold out all this time. Oh, but darling, my heart still cries for you. Oh, darling, my heart still cries for you. Still cries for you.
Huh, Larry?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
God, Todd Cerny was such a great dude. Passed away way too young.
How old was he?
Oh, gosh. In his 50s, if I'm not mistaken. Just well-known guy, and you got things popping. God love Larry. He's putting the headphones back on the phone when we play the songs. Hopefully that's working to some degree, huh?
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, it is? I hope it is.
I hope it is.
All right. You know, again, it's just about putting it out there. Music. I read the other day, I got an email from Disc Makers, which they're kind of like a CD baby, and they're all kind of, that 60,000 songs a day are uploaded to Spotify.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Brand new songs.
To the world.
60,000 songs per day.
Jeez.
Onto Spotify. So how do you say, you know, and that's where I'm coming from. You just put out great music, you do what you do, and let the public decide. And TikTok, of course, that's, you know, that guy that did this Dreams thing on the skateboard, whatever. Drinking Gatorade.
Damn. Like all the stuff that blows up.
You just
I have a friend. I think I've at least talked about him before. My friend Bart Johnson and all his brothers, actors. He's married to Robin Lively, who's an actress as well, but her sister's Blake Lively, who is married to Ryan Reynolds. Anyway, big Hollywood family.
Uh-huh.
And Bart did, he worked with Kenny Ortega like I did. I did Hocus Pocus with Kenny, but Bart worked with Kenny on High School Musical.
Oh, all that stuff. Gosh, yeah.
And that went huge, right? And he played the coach, Coach Bolton, the father of Zac Efron in the movie, and, you know, big role. And one day he was out jogging in Hollywood, and one of the fans caught him on TikTok or one of these Instagram, something trending, and his Instagram just blew up.
Really?
Because there were all these Wildcat fans, which was the team in the movie.
Right.
And they were like, Coach Bolton's out running. He still looks so good.
Yeah. I know, man.
It's crazy. And so he's kind of capitalized on a lot of that by keeping them entertained with videos.
Stuff. And that's the whole thing. It's you just don't know anymore, right? Mm. You just don't know. But, all right, so Larry, in keeping the same theme, there's another song that we all love, and this one involves our dear friend, Shannon Ingerman.
Oh.
And I wrote this song with a guy named Jake Crawford way back when I lived in Sherman Oaks, and that was, you know, pre-96, because that's when we moved here. And it's just so great. The chemistry between you two, I remember meeting you. The first live gig I did with you was some club in Santa Monica.
14 Below.
That was it.
Or it was a different club before that. And I think I was talking to Brad. I think that was one of his first gigs with you.
It was you, me, Brad, and Theron.
Yeah.
Which was a unique combination. Yeah. Theron.
Oh my God, Derek. So, Theron Derek.
Right.
Who's the son of the founder of the
Temptations. Yeah. And killer drummer. And, you know, just great. All the musicians that we've had have been fantastic. But that first gig, there was something magical about it. It was real heavy, you know. I mean, for you, what I'm saying is the real full sound for that combination. But Shannon was singing background with us and with you. And I remember getting there where everybody's going, where's Larry Bagby? You were late.
I was late.
What a shock.
Yeah.
But after the show, you and Shannon were at the bar and just having a great time. She's such a wonderful person. And I didn't realize how good of a singer she really was. I mean, I know she sang with us that night. But I had this idea because I originally, Jake sang it by himself and then another male singer sang it by himself. But I had this idea to do it as a duet, and this is the result. Last Dance.
With the jukebox still playing, I only hear the words that you're saying. I know you still need some time. Some things in life ain't no mystery. Man, those words sure have a history. I thought you'd always be mine. Step away. Standing here face to face, and all I can say,
with a miracle Jenny. Today she turned nine.
Just like a candle's melting on her birthday cake. I can still see the light, but it's fading away.
Is this our last dance?
I hope not.
I hope not either. Hey, we've got a special friend on the... We've got a guy who broke through security somehow.
He broke
the block. Maitland Ward, baby.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who holds you.
All right. Well, thank you for coming.
Where'd you come up with that song?
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Hey, Maitland Ward, extraordinary guitar player, friend first, for sure. Singer, songwriter, musician.
Magician.
Maitland
He's
Ward.
He's a magician, too.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I was just looking at Facebook. I thought, oh, no, these two are together again? Oh, my God.
Of course. And
the world's not safe.
And I don't have to sing Where is Larry Bagby? He's right here.
We're wondering where you are, Mr. Maitland Ward.
Yeah.
Don't look his name up, young folks.
Maitland. Come on. So have you heard what it sounds like when he sticks the headphones on his phone? What does that do?
Oh, great.
Is it muffled?
Well, okay, listen, what do you... No, I never got the memo. Otherwise, I would have ignored you completely.
Of course.
What memo?
What are you two little monsters up to?
Exactly that, man. We're just having fun. We just wanted to find a reason to drink, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And we found it. I call Larry the Storm and Mormon, and, you know, I got issues, too.
Issues.
Well, you know, I drive people to drink, and I'm glad I had a part in that. So,
where are you at, Maitland?
Santa Barbara.
Oh, fancy schmancy.
A political office complex in the northwest corner of my house in my little tiny desk, looking in my 10-year-old computer. No, I'm in Camarillo.
Oh, you're in Camarillo. Oh, damn. Had I known that, I would have had you come up. Could have saved yourself a phone call. Down.
You've only got 10 minutes. I don't think I'll make it in time.
I don't either. You'd get to the top of the grade and go, man, I'm going back. But you could be like Larry Bagby and say you're at Topanga. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Yeah. And 2 hours later, he's not there. I go,
yeah.
I'm guessing he wasn't at Topanga.
You know, where
There's
is
another
Larry?
Topanga.
Larry is right here, man. Maitland, for all those watching on Facebook, and this is new to me, but see, I need to do this more. I know visual. Everybody's visual now. And Maitland.
Oh, it's Kyle. Kyle Appleton said hello.
Oh, hi, Kyle.
Bakersfield.
Kyle, I love you, buddy. What the hell? Really? Kyle, you are the man, brother.
Out of the woodworks, huh?
He's a great guitar player, too, man. Kyle, I hope you're doing well. I haven't talked to you in years. Reach out to us sometimes. But Maitland, how you doing, man? Are you still working on the house over there?
I came back here to do some take care of some paperwork before the end of the month and some tax stuff.
Okay, well, you're at the last day of the month.
Is that code for something?
Yeah.
Taking care of some paperwork. Yeah. What, are you in the restroom?
Yeah.
Good one, Larry.
Hey, Maitland, I'm just picking up on your vibe, baby.
Larry's on fire tonight.
I miss you. I wish you were here with us.
I do too, man. Come on up.
Yeah, come on.
Or down.
You don't have to be on the show. We could turn Facebook back on while we're eating and drinking.
Yeah. Well, not while we're drinking. I don't give away secrets. Matey, you know I love you, brother. And to all those people who don't know Maitland Ward, just an incredible human being, incredible talent, been such a good friend to me over the years, especially since Sydney passed away.
Not the porn star, the other guy.
What?
Not the porn star, the other Maitland.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
No, the female porn star, not the other guy. That is so weird. There is, you know that, right?
I know.
There's a female porn star
named
Maitland Ward, exactly spelled the same.
Yeah.
And she's pretty darn hot, I must admit.
Get it out of your system, boys.
Well, look who's talking. Jeez. Hey, let's not go there, baby. Hey, but mate, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the story. I had to tell the story about the sea bass at Scotch and Sirloin back in the day. Remember how bad it was? And I couldn't eat sea bass for years. And I just had sea bass last night.
Yeah. Same here. It took me until a couple years ago to where I would eat it again.
You guys got destroyed. And one meal can destroy a man's taste.
I think the sea bass that we ate on Friday was previously served on Monday. And it really, Maitland, it was so bad.
Was it fishy?
Oh, my God, fishy.
It was
more whaley.
Oh.
And so we'd play this place, and the owner, God rest his soul, he crashed a helicopter into the ocean. He used to give us a condo to sleep in for Friday and Saturday nights. I think it was just two nights a week, right? Mainly, I don't think it was like five nights. Maybe I'm wrong.
I can't remember, but it was just a little condo there on the beach road, and I built a fort out of all the cushions and the couches.
Hey, this show's only an hour long, so why don't you go ahead and wrap that story up about the fort?
No, I love that story.
I love it, too. I remember the fort.
I remember that fort so well. But Maitland, remember, because everybody in town knew that the band stayed at that condo. And so we'd get people knocking on the door at 3 or 4 in the morning. Hey, you guys still partying? And I mean it. And, of course, the only guy to open the door and take a... advantage was you're talking to Maitland Ward. Hey. No, right. I'm teasing.
You know what? It was the only stage you can get three people up there on stage, and somehow we got eight. I don't know how we did it. So
that's tight quarters.
Oh, man.
All right, boys, listen, you've got 5 minutes left. I'm going to hang up so you can do your clothes.
Love you. Yeah. Love you, Maitland. Good to hear from you.
We are on the movie. Maitland Ward, you know I love you like a brother, man. Thanks for always being there for me, and you're just an amazing person. Anybody, check him out, Maitland Ward. You'll see him around town. He's part of the Santa Barbara Mafia with Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald. Used to play with Jeffrey Osborne. You're a man about town, buddy.
That's right, buddy.
Okay. Oh, he went for that voice.
He's going Barry White. We got to get off when he starts Barry White.
Goodbye, Maitland.
Bye, Maitland.
I love you, man. Thanks, brother. All right. No, we're not going to finish with that. No. Well,
one song with Sing Along?
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you play one of your songs? Do Still. You want to do Bakersfield?
Yeah, Bakersfield.
Okay, hold on. Rockin' Robin, text me if we're okay to go over because I want to finish differently. We're going to do this song, and I'm looking forward to it. Don't get me wrong.
We can do the.
In other words, we're going overboard because
we can do shorter version if you want.
No, Dave Barron's going wrap it up. Hey, come on, not yet, Dave. We're in control here. But Rockin' Robin, we're going to go over a little bit for sure if we play this song live, which we're going to. You are good to go. Rock on. Thanks, I would expect nothing less from Rockin' Robin. Now, these people won't hear this either. They'll hear it acoustically.
Acoustic, yeah.
Hey, welcome, everybody. That's a little slow right there. Shouldn't have taken those two volumes before the show.
One and a half.
You want to get the two?
Okay, one, two, three, four. Wish we had Maitland here to sing harmony with us.
Play some guitar.
75 miles from Bakersfield, corner bar at some Holiday Inn. I've been driving through the rain all night. Guess I'm running again. She swore things would be different this time. Nothing's changed and it's killing me. Now here I'm talking to people I don't know. Man, I'm more than just lonely. Seems like everyone but me has a solution. Conversation cheap in despair.
Three go, baby.
One more drink before I stumble up to room 260. Fall back on my bed with my head spinning round, watching reruns of Jeopardy. Seems like everyone but me has a solution. Conversation cheap in despair. I've had one too many heartaches to listen, and too many beers. Whoa. 75 miles from Bakersfield.
I changed my mind. We're just going to go out like this. How do you top this, right, Larry?
I don't know how. 75 miles from Bakersfield.
Gotta go with the flow. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Don Cromwell Live tonight. As always, the Star Worldwide Network's back in Phoenix. Dave, the Mayor Pratt. Rockin' Robin Cote, my producer. She's way more than that. Of course, I just missed the beat right there. Yeah, I could talk and play when I used to be able to. But Rockin' Robin Cote, Soul Thanks, Stirrings, Robin. Don't forget the book. Thanks to our troops, past, present, and future. They're the ones that keep us safe all the time. Respect your police officers. Just live a good life. Do the best you can do. John Lennon said it best, LB. All you need is love. Right? Good night, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don Cromwell Live. We love you. Love each other.
Love you.
Love you, baby. Good night, everybody. Take care.
You.
Thanks for listening to Don Cromwell Live. Producer, songwriter, musician, and former Air Supply and Eddie Money bassist, Don Cromwell. Every week, Don Cromwell Live connects the artist with you, the fan. Hear Don Cromwell Live as it happens Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, or on demand 24/7 on StarWorldWideNetworks.com. And follow Don at Facebook.com/Don Cromwell and Twitter at Don Cromwell Live. Don Cromwell Live from StarWorldWideNetworks.com.